Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say, the rule will continue to play until the day we are reminded.
Now 33 at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Molly Page.
Hola.
Hola. Ken Kessler.
Hello.
Richie would like to say hola, too.
How you doing?
Our thought for the day today, posted at DougSteffen.com. Helen Keller said, be happy with what you have while working for what you want. So much has been given to me, I have no time to ponder over that which has been denied. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. It fits in my life, and maybe it will fit in yours. That's the idea. How does that apply to your life? Let's see what we can apply conversationally to what's going on. We have three alphabet soup stories today. Don't know whether we start with the TSA, the NSA, or the FBI. Molly, where do we go?
I don't think we can get through to any of the other stories until we get through the line at the TSA.
Really? Okay, so let's get through the line, or not.
And that
it's pretty
easy
to get through.
Doug,
the,
take your belt off.
Okay. Yeah, right. So I can show you my explosives.
Are we going to be disciplined?
Yeah.
Daddy.
All right.
Ew. I'm leaving.
Okay. Right. That's gross. Well,
that's scary. All right. Sorry. Took a strange turn there. The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration has been reassigned after an inspector general's report revealed that undercover agents were able to sneak fake explosives and banned weapons through checkpoints. So this is basically a system-wide failure. Homeland
it's like
Security
Secret Shopper, except on a much more
shock.
Dangerous level.
Yes, or undercover boss, or any of those. They were called the Red Team, and they got through these checkpoints, these check lines that we go through, and we get our little hand lotions taken away, or a cup of Starbucks. But Homeland Security officials did confirm that TSA screeners failed 67 out of 70 tests, or 96% of the time. No, they got a few right.
That is amazing.
No, it's not. These people are nincompoops.
You really have to work hard to fail 67 out of 70 times.
Yeah. An undercover agent got through with a fake bomb strapped to his back.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Just
all right. So did we figure out what these people are getting paid? I know we were doing, as we were nosing around this earlier, it
we
seemed to me we came
it.
Up with like $11 an hour to $20 an hour, depending on their ranking. Is that right?
Yes, actually. It depends on the job security screener's time on the job. Mm-hmm. But if it's less than 1 year, it's about $14 an hour. 1 to 4 years, 14. 5 to 9 years, they get bumped up to $18 an hour.
Really?
Approximately.
Good. That's an investment for you. How many do we have? They spend $6 billion a year of taxpayer money to keep you. How does it make it feel, folks? Good investment. Those of you who have earned a living and you paid on average, what is the average tax income? About $4,000, $5,000. So how do you feel, those of you who are responsible for that $6 billion at $4,000, $5,000 a hit, that your money has gone into an agency that is this badly run? It's bad enough we know the government because it's too big and out of control, but this kind of incompetence?
I'm super excited.
This is simple stuff, Richie. Simple stuff.
Apparently it is.
Anybody who's gone through there can see how this operates.
Yeah, unless you're a normal person. I mean, I forgot I had nail clippers with me once, and they were my favorite ones, and they took them away like I was going to go clip the pilot's nails or something
to death.
You had
a guy with a fake bomb strapped to his back gets through.
Yeah, gets in. Right.
And it wasn't a little bomb either.
No.
It was a fairly big
bomb.
Apparently,
Jennifer, what you have to do is you have to tape the nail clippers to your back.
Well, I don't understand.
Tape it to a bomb, Jennifer, and then you'll get through.
Maybe. But I have been through the Xerox machine style security checkpoint, you know, where you stand up and you're like, and they Xerox your entire body.
Yeah.
How do they not see a bomb? I mean, do you like pretend it's a hunch and then you like a little humpback and you walk out? I mean, I don't understand.
One of the machines caught it. And the TSA agent still didn't get it.
Yeah.
It beeped.
Gosh.
Wow.
And they still didn't get it.
They're too busy.
Because then they just do the wand thing and they go like, okay.
Yeah. Although, boy, they can get awful personal with that wand.
Not their wand, their hand. Doug and I were traveling together in San Francisco, and I swear the lady should have offered me a cigarette after my checkpoint because she had her hands places you don't get to go until the third date.
Have you heard from her since?
No, she didn't even call.
Wow, not even Facebook friends. That's not cool.
All right, next. The NSA and what Congress is poised to do or not to do. That is the question, Molly.
Indeed. Passing of the USA Freedom Act, it will restore portions of the Patriot Act that expired at midnight on Sunday, while ensuring the National Security Agency ends its bulk collection of phone data of millions of Americans. So if this goes through, then portions will be restored, but only for a limited time.
Huh.
Not all of it.
All right. I think that's been worked over enough, so we don't need too much more information other than
the only thing I'd
thank
like to
you,
add
Edward
to that
Snowden.
Yeah? Is if we're going to collect data, why don't we have private industry collect it? Like if we're going to collect people's phone records or their internet patterns or whatever it's going to be tweaked to under this Freedom Act, why are we letting the government do it? Why not let somebody else take care of it so that it's not the government spying on its people? Because the government can't be trusted with that information.
Isn't that what's supposed to happen? I think that's what's supposed to happen.
It's basically defaulting back to the telephone companies.
Yeah, and that's what, that makes sense to me. Because then they have to actually subpoena to get that information.
And that's what's happening now.
Yeah. All right. And then the FBI, Mal.
They're operating what's being called a small air force of surveillance planes.
This story freaks me out.
This is what's going on, boys and girls. This is it.
Let's hear it, Molly.
Your tax dollars at work.
Are low-flying planes, and they're kind of scouring the country. They fly over 30 cities in 11 states, and they are supposedly looking for bad guys or girls. They do not gather large amounts of information, but apparently it is legal. This is coming to light now because of an Associated Press story. They're the ones who have been following this, and they're the ones who are kind of breaking this open.
But they're supposed to be up there just taking pictures and just kind of surveillance type stuff. But they can also pretend to be a cell phone tower and collect all of your phone information.
They can track you on your phone, whether it is on or off.
So let me ask you. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Molly.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say that also the aircraft have been traced back to 13 fake companies. So if you're wondering what that is up in the air and you do have the technology to find out where they are, the companies that will trace it back aren't real.
So what we just found out is that all of this stuff from the NSA that reverts back to Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint instead of the NSA holding our information doesn't really matter because the FBI has drones up there listening to your phone calls anyway if they want to.
Yep. How much money is, again, I go back to the taxpayer, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a year of your hard-earned money goes to keep the federal government going. How many of you like, if there are billions of dollars being spent on this program, which there are, how do you like your money being spent that way? I had a call from somebody earlier that said, swell, go get them. They're after the bad guys.
So often that's true, but at the same time, you open up a gate that lets them into your personal life. That's just pretty scary. Speaking of wasteful money, just to throw in here as a little color, Dougie.
Yeah.
I uncovered a story in California.
Really?
Where the California Senate has had some problems when they are going out and, let's say, networking with people. Or by networking, I mean getting hammered at the local bars with whoever they're wining and dining.
Right.
And so they've been getting into trouble because they get behind the wheel of a car, and that's not a good thing.
No.
Kind of like the Secret Service here in D.C.
Oh, exactly. Our taxpayer dollars have gone to now in California have a private cab service essentially for senators because they are out getting wasted and they can't drive themselves home.
Great.
And we're paying like $5,000 a pop to have these guys on call so that the senators can call and get a ride home.
You said you uncovered.
Have you heard
this
of Uber?
I want to know how you uncovered.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I read about it.
Out being hammered.
Well, I read about it in the Sacramento Bee.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Sure.
Really?
Uh-huh. But no one's talking about it, so I uncovered it, Rich.
I think Jennifer's in the bars getting hammered, too, with the senators.
Thank you very much, Jennifer Horn.
Instead of taxpayer cab funding.
All right, so we've covered the NSA, the TSA, and the FBI, right, Molly? Done our job.
I think we've covered the alphabet
for today. All
right,
up next, Jennifer's going to talk about the new 24. I'm not sure this is 24 It seems to be a spin off of 24, and Jack Bauer's not in it, but it doesn't seem like it's really 24. It has the look and feel of the 24 show. So as Jennifer suggested, perhaps it's 24 Lite. I can't believe they're writing off there. Maybe there's, because Fox is having a tough time, maybe they're going to try 24 from two different approaches. It could be.
Maybe they should just do two 12s.
Well, they did that.
That's what
12
they did
episodes
last time,
of the last. Yeah. Right. Two 12s.
One of each. One with Jack, one without.
All right. So we've pretty much given you that story. Stick around for more TV news right after this.
Right after this.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to feel better, more rested, and relaxed at the end of the workday? Well, fortunately, there's a way. And here's the science of it.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
It seems that there are two types of workers, those with no energy at the end of the day and those with plenty. What's the difference? Workers who had something to look forward to at the end of their day weren't as tired when the workday was over. They had energy to spare. Tired workers, on the other hand, had no plans except to go home, rest up, and get ready to do the same old tiring rat race workday thing all over the next day. What's the cheap psychological trick? Schedule no fun work stuff early in the day and enjoyable work toward the end. Because you have something to look forward to, you won't be as tired at the end of the day. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He has a voice everyone knows, but as a child, he stuttered so badly he refused to speak.
He was functionally mute for 8 years. He finally spoke thanks to a high school teacher who challenged him.
The young man had taken an interest in poetry. He wrote a poem the teacher thought was really good.
So good, the teacher thought it was plagiarized. The only way to prove otherwise was to recite it by memory in front of the whole class.
The young man did it. That day, he started coming out of his shell.
Eventually, he became an actor. You may know him as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
James Earl Jones turned his biggest weakness into his greatest strength. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Today on App Check, with Chop Sushi, you can pay $4 for a confusing puzzle game with awkward chopstick controls, or not.
Sushi.
Chop Sushi.
Struck out.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Army's looking to alternative scanning methods at airports that might soon make the TSA obsolete. The Pentagon is examining large-scale biometric sensors that would scan passengers by examining their expressions, gait, and pose, while looking for abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature. In short, they're looking at sweat scanners, which will allegedly detect if someone's subconsciously nervous, nervousness becoming manifest in excess body heat, sweating, or nonspecific erratic behavior, they say. Best they tout is that people would be unaware they were being camera scanned. At issue, of course, are false positives when, for instance, people late for a flight are sweating from running to catch their planes, or if you're at the airport already upset, you'd likely be pulled by authorities, which ironically would only make you even more sweaty and upset. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Time now for a check of the television news. We were talking a few minutes ago about a new 24 that has been proposed, in a manner of speaking, by Fox to revolve around some new male terrorist hunter. Our poll today at DougStefan.com, would you watch a new 24 without Jack Bauer's character? A, no, it isn't 24 without Jack. B, maybe if Chloe is on. C, I might give it a chance, but I don't have a good feeling about it. D, yes, it'll still be better than most of what's on.
Or F, it's just like CSI, NCIS, or any of the other
right, they're gonna
shows
do
where
another,
they made 14 different
find
versions.
Jack around to do one.
Why not?
But Chloe Jack to do another is 24. One.
Yeah,
I
Jack
mean, that's,
is 24. I agree.
You know, and this idea, and the story's up at DougStefan.com, is kind of what we've been talking about, is probably what's going to happen. And that's that this new 24 24 spinoff is going to revolve around Kate or a Kate-like character, a female agent. So like, you know, like they did last year with her. She worked well with fans. Yeah. And then they're going to match her with a younger guy. And then they're going to weave Jack into the story. So whether he's in China and they're going to have to go rescue him or what it is, whatever it is, they'll only put Jack in a few episodes. I'm sorry?
You would watch it.
Oh, so absolutely. But that's because I'd want the chance to see Jack.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to watch it.
And Chloe.
Without Jack and Chloe, how is it 24?
Right. I agree with you.
It's just another show.
I like
and I'd be mad.
And it would be a good show.
By the way, and I think we were talking about this, I don't know if I said it on the air, but we were talking about it the other night. Blacklist is kind of a 24-ish kind of show. There are other shows around that are kind of 24-ish.
If they did 24 without Jack completely, I would be so mad about it, I don't think I'd be able to watch.
Right. All right.
But anyway, that's the story. So it's going to be another limited series. And the chance to get Jack back, even in limited form, I'm okay with. Good.
So we've been talking about Heroes Reborn because Grunberg is going to be in it. What's the latest here on that?
Another big character is coming back. The guy that played Mohinder.
Yes.
He is going to be returning. Dr.
Awesome.
Mohinder Suresh is going to be there. He signed on for a guest arc on the new series. And his real name is Sentil Ramamurthy.
Good for him.
But this is good, turning into a good cast. They've got Zachary Levi back, Greg Grunberg, and Jack Coleman, who's going to be the main star of this series. ABC is launching a new talent competition. It's actually their annual talent competition. It starts now. Performers 18 and older can apply between June 1st and the 14th, and it's called ABC Discover's Digital Talent Competition. You submit a video on abcdiscovers.com performing either a comedic or a drama scene. You post it on the site and then it's judged on the quality of your performance, star power, and technical skills, and you compete for a $25,000 talent deal with ABC and a spot in the New York and Los Angeles ABC Discovers. There's some great judges attached to this. Gina Rodriguez from Jane the Virgin was discovered. So this is kind of a fun competition if you want a big break. HBO has a new show about the VA in the works. It's called Unarmed, and it's a limited drama series from Eric Roth and Dennis Johnson. It's set in an armed forces medical center. Warner Brothers is behind the project and looking for a director now as they get things off the ground.
So is this like, what does this remind us of? Anybody?
The VA?
Well, not necessarily the VA.
MASH.
MASH. This sounds like a MASHy sort of thing.
That was just a little outside of my zone, but okay. I'll go with it.
All right.
I'll go with it.
And
good news, if you like Grace and Frankie, the new show on Netflix, it's been renewed for season 2. So there you go.
I had a hard time. I saw it for the first time on Netflix on Sunday night. Had a hard time with Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston being in bed together.
My mom said you have to watch more than 2 episodes, and then she says it's fantastic.
Okay.
Give it a chance.